At this moment, harried parents are offloading their 18-year-old student's life into a dorm room at Illinois State University. Posters will go up on the walls, wireless and real-time connections will be made, and another school year will begin. This year's incoming freshman class at Illinois State University is a little over 3,300. Those are strong numbers, says Jeff Mavros, director of admissions at ISU. Jenna Albrecht, interim vice president for enrollment management and formerly financial aid director, says that is despite recent difficulties with the lack of a state budget.
But that's still going to be pretty big if we look at the last 10 years of incoming freshman classes. We won't break our record of last year, but we're still pretty excited about the number of students that we're going to have on campus.
Yeah, these last four classes collectively have been the largest four classes in decades for the institution.
To what do you attribute that?
It's a number of things. We've got a great product to sell here at Illinois State, and I think with the ongoing development that happens in Uptown, with great leadership at the institution, an incredible marketing effort by so many around campus, Jana and I would probably be the first to tell you that recruitment and retention of students and what we call enrollment at large, it's a team sport. We probably get more credit or blame than we deserve, quite honestly, for the numbers, and we're really fortunate to work at a place that gets it, and it's a community that pulls together to attract students, and every one of us that interacts with a student makes an impression. So there are a lot of things going in our direction right now.
Let's talk about the demographics of the incoming class. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing a wide amount of diversity? For example, I know that President Dietz has said he's wanted to be bringing in more foreign students to Illinois State. What are we seeing demographically?
Sure. Demographically, over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, we have grown significantly for our underrepresented population. So last year, I think, because we don't look at numbers until 10th day, so we can't tell you for sure how that split will come out. But last year, we were, I think, almost 29% of our students were non-white. And so that would include international students as well. But right now, our international population is a bit small. It's probably only about 1% of our population. But overall, we are about 29% diverse for our incoming class from last year.
So what trends are you seeing regarding enrollment at Illinois State University?
Well, as we discussed, enrollment is up for incoming freshmen. We also have a really large transfer contingent. We're the number one destination in Illinois for transfer students. We're very proud of that.
So how many ISU grads started elsewhere?
About 34%, actually, of our current student body started at another institution. So again, that's a real point of pride for us.
What's the appeal of transferring students to Illinois State University? How do you snatch them and grab them over here?
We have a really good place to attend. And we often tell students we like them to look at the college scorecard where they can look at our retention rates and our graduation rates. And if you compare us to even in the Midwest, we just fare very favorably on a lot of those points. And I do, you know, we say a lot of times that it's a big school with that small school feel. And I really feel that a lot of students are attracted to that and they appreciate that and they want that. The fact that they have so many opportunities for majors, for things to do on campus as far as, you know, group activity, and that you can walk across campus in 10 or 15 minutes. And Jeff actually has a video that shows a student walking across our entire campus in that amount of time. So we have a really good product. A really good school, and people feel extremely comfortable and that they're going to succeed when they come.
For a school of almost 21,000 in total, our average class size is still 33. And so I think for those students that are in a community college, as you mentioned, that are used to that kind of learning environment, while it's a transition to move on to an institution like ours, at least from the academic environment kind of setting, it's pretty comfortable for them.
Well, of course, we just came off of about 2 years of not having a budget in the state of Illinois. That, of course, had to impact admissions here at Illinois State University. What sort of pressures have you been facing from out-of-state schools and how they are circling maybe to take students who feel insecure being here, worried about the future, with what's going on in Springfield?
Yeah, this is a big issue for us in terms of just our marketing position and the landscape here in Illinois and in the Midwest. The budget woes of the past few years have really taken a toll on Illinois schools in general. We, as we've talked about, have been very fortunate to keep our enrollment where it's needed to be and actually enroll larger classes than we have historically over the last couple of years, but we've been bucking the trend. So believe it or not, last year, 45% of Illinois high school graduates went out of state for college. And we haven't yet seen the numbers for this year's graduating high school seniors. But if anything, it's going in that same direction where we're seeing greater and greater numbers of students leave the state. And it's, as you said, it's a little bit of shaken confidence in the state of Illinois. So we certainly hope, Jana and I hope, that with the budget put in place for this year, we're going to see that kind of level off a bit. You know, our outcomes speak for themselves. So we're really hoping that Illinois families will continue to consider Illinois schools. And we've got a number of them. Illinois State's an incredible example of that. But there are a number of good opportunities for students, good options for students right here in Illinois.
Are you hearing from parents as well who are expressing their concern regarding their children?
We are. There are a few students that have shared with us just here at the end of our process. And for the most part, May 1st is that national deadline date by which students should make a decision about the coming fall. I say for the most part because anymore, a lot of schools will stay open throughout the summer as they haven't quite made enrollments and they're looking to continue to attract students. But by May 1, the majority of students have made their decisions about where they're going to attend for the coming fall. We've had a few students and families tell us that we did everything right in the process. They loved everybody they met at Illinois State. Everything was what they were hoping, and yet they decided to go elsewhere as a result of the budget and just their level of uncertainty in what might happen for the future.
What about MAP grant students? Are they increasingly wary of going to Illinois State University or any Illinois school because of the past 2 years of what we've been through? How can you help the MAP grant students feel more comfortable?
So we have on campus just over 4,000 students that actually receive some sort of MAP grant. And it's a large award. It's, you know, $4,720 is the maximum award at ISU. And so to try and help those students be comfortable with the fact that we have to write on their award letter that it's an estimated award and that we can't tell them for sure if those funds are going to come through for the state. The good news for us is that the university has been able to help reassure the students, and if that MAP grant isn't going to come through, that the university would figure out a way to cover them. Now, had that gone on for years and years and years, you don't know what you could do with that. But we hear daily in the financial aid office families calling concerned about their MAP grant and whether they're going to receive those funds. So you can imagine that, you know, for families that make zero to $50,000 a year who are primarily receiving those funds, in order for them to try and figure out how to fill a gap of $5,000 is very stressful. And in times, you know, there might not be any other form of aid that they can fill that gap with. You know, they're reluctant to take on any more student loans. So even if you give them those student loan options, it might not be something that those families want to do. And with us having the number of MAP grant recipients on campus, we're constantly trying to monitor that and to tell them that we're going to do everything we can to help them continue their education. But it is something that we've heard more and more of over the last 3 years.
During the 2 years when we didn't have a budget and things were very, you know, people couldn't get the money for their grants and it was very nerve-wracking not having a budget, how do you guys keep your spirits up in admissions and in financial aid? I mean, that's a lot to deal with. You're having to deal with a lot of freaked out students and a lot of freaked out parents.
For me, a lot of that, and for people that I work with, I think a lot of it stems from the fact that we are in such a good environment on the campus. We support each other. It's a fun place to come and work. And so there aren't always great days where, you know, you feel like that everything's worth it and you've done a great job. I think most of the days you feel very supported, and we feel very good about Illinois State University and how students do come and they do graduate and they do stay and they are able to go into the workforce and get jobs. And our student loan default rate, which we haven't sort of mentioned yet, is way below that of the national average. So we have a very successful university and very successful students that graduate. And that, you know, that can make all the difference in the world when you know you're helping those students.
The default rate, why is that so good?
So I really think the default rate stems from having good programs, good faculty. They get a very good education. Our Career Center is fabulous, so they help students find the jobs that they want and get them placed in positions that they want.
So they can pay for their education.
Right. So I think we do a really good job of training and teaching and preparing the students for the workforce.
As folks in admissions, how do you reach out to students in this hyper-competitive environment? Are you using technology a lot more? What are you using as a way to reach them in a way to really get them?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's almost, what are we not using? You've got to find ways to reach students in all sorts of media and where they are. And certainly you mentioned technology, social media. We know students are walking around with their phones at all hours of the day, at all times. So yes, we are using social media on several platforms to engage students at the prospect level, at the inquiry level, at the applicant level, all the way through the different stages of involvement with the institution. But we texted just this year was our first kind of piloting of texting students, mm-hmm. and we texted admitted students who had applied.
How did that go?
You know, we're just now kind of closing that first run, seeing as the class is about to enter. And so now we're going to be able to look back and say, okay, what kind of impact did texting have? Anecdotally, I think it was a great response. We limited our texting to those who had applied and been admitted, and we were texting them mostly about the next steps in the process, be that filing financial aid paperwork, be it upcoming events that were in their area, things that we would like them to do to take the next steps to becoming a Redbird.
Well, we have mentioned community colleges and transfer students and that sort of thing. Jeff, can you expand on this partnership with Heartland Community College to get more transfer students over here? I mean, how's the relationship developing with Heartland?
Heartland's a great partner of ours. We're really fortunate to have such a great community college right here in our community. And so it's a great resource for students here locally. And it's been a great pathway for incoming Illinois State students. So they are by far our number one feeder of community college students to Illinois State. We've got great relationships with the advisors over in there at Heartland. And they've been very open to us having actual office hours on their campus physically. I've got a member of my staff that is at Heartland at least 2, sometimes 3 days a week. And we'll do some admission on the spot where we can review some materials and provide an admission decision right there in front of a student. I think your question referenced the recent guaranteed admission program that we've inked with Heartland, which is great. And it's a chance to really just show a pathway for students so that if they're a year or two out from wanting to be at Illinois State, we're now able to tell them with certainty, you meet these certain criteria and we'll automatically guarantee you admission to the university of your choice. And so it's a great thing for community college students that may have a plan, but it's not solidified. And this helps them make that decision to say, oh, I know now I've got this chart of a path to Illinois State.
That's Jeff Mavros, Director of Admissions, and Jana Albrecht, Interim Vice President for Enrollment Management and formerly Financial Aid Director at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.